Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
We are super stoked to bring you Which Witch is Which and music from their debut album. This hard rock and four-piece from Moncton will have you energized from start to finish. Certainly one of the most exciting bands on the hard rock circuit throughout the Maritimes. We will meet each of the witches in just a few minutes after we give you a sample. Here's the lead song on that album. It's called Shot Down on Atlantic Access.
Take it now.
Which is Which? That's Heart Discarded and Shot Down on Atlantic Access. And we're at the laundromat here this evening talking with the witches themselves. And thanks a lot for doing this, witches. Maybe we can introduce you one at a time so that everybody knows your voices. First name and what do you do in the band?
I'm Lizanne. I'm the lead singer.
I'm Nadine. I'm the drummer.
PJ Witch, guitar.
And Dan, bass.
Who came up with the name of the band? It's kind of unique. And
I came up with it, but it was well researched. It was because Nudin is a huge fan of Scooby-Doo, and it was a Scooby-Doo episode.
No way!
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so it's not as sinister as it might sound to some people.
Sinister.
All right, so the band has been a unit now, I guess, 5-6 years, yet this album has only been out for a matter of months, really. Was it always in the project to record an album, and how is that process as far as the songwriting? Do you all participate in the songwriting?
Yes, we all participate in the songwriting. Usually Dan or PJ will come in with riff, and then the song just builds from there. And Lizanne is awesome at bringing in lyrics for the songs.
It's a wicked album, by the way, guys. It really is. Your vocals are amazing. I don't know where you keep it. I think you're shorter than I am.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like with Lizanne, we always had troubles with singers.
Yeah.
Finding the right one, or just moving away, or whichever, right? So when we found Lizanne, it was just the perfect mix. It was exactly what we needed.
I was not aware that there had been some personnel changes then.
Yeah, like we had, in total, probably 3, but 2 real ones that have done shows. Some didn't have the time, the other one's out west. So we jammed as a band, and we knew that we wanted it to be perfect. So we waited and held out for the right girl. We knew that we wanted it to be a female singer, so. And then along came Lizanne. She's the most important piece.
The album's getting a good response. It's been a few months already. Are you happy with how it's gone so far?
I haven't worked it as much as I should have worked it. And I'm kind of kicking myself in the butt for that. But there's still time to do that. I mean, people love the album. I haven't heard many bad things, or really any bad things. People seem to really dig it. But I think if I put a little bit more work into it, you know, it would get a bit more known.
All right. And it's a bit tough, too, to gauge, because, like, you're moving physical units to only such a degree, but, like, with Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, it's like, I don't know, those metrics are a little harder to judge, like, you know. So when you get a check from those guys, it's like, what does that translate into exactly? You know, it's hard to say.
The next two songs are songs that I take it are kind of commentary a little bit on the social aspect of being in a relationship these days. So we're going to spin copy-paste that. And also Phone Patrol.
I wrote Phone Patrol when I was in New York because I was just kind of disgusted with how people were moving in such a closed-off, zombie-like manner. So that's kind of where that birthed from.
Yeah,
okay. Dan wrote the lyrics to copy and paste that.
PJ and I were both going through breakups that may or may not have involved social media, so we were a little angry at it at the time.
Yeah, that message comes across pretty clear, actually. So here we go, then. Copy, paste that, and Phone Patrol back-to-back on Atlantic Access.
Let you know, just because of
Phone Patrol from Which Witch is Which on Atlantic Access. What you looking at for 2019? The summer season is coming up.
Everybody here's got really good jobs, and, you know, so basically weekend warriors at best. Maybe one or two a month. Maybe a festival here and there, hopefully.
I kind of like the strategy, though, right? Because you keep your followers thirsting for more.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't play a place that often, you could play every weekend if you wanted to, but all you're doing is hurting yourself. Take a few months off from places, you know, make them want more.
So you take your music so seriously and you're full-time professionals and stuff. What do you guys do for fun? Do you hang out on weekends where you're not gigging, for example? What do you do? Go golfing?
Karaoke?
The singer does karaoke. There's a shock.
That's how they found me. I used to do karaoke every night. Yeah, it was savage. Oh, when I lived in Halifax.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I went to NASCAD there. So, yeah, just was a karaoke queen.
Lizanne is also a really talented artist, and she has a lot of art to do.
Like a painter.
Yeah. And she has like a...
She has a mural.
Yeah, that's right.
She has a mural here in Moncton.
Oh, you mean the Inspire Festival type of mural?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one is that?
Across from St. James Gate. It's a big salmon.
Yes, on Church Street by the parking garage.
You got it.
Yes,
yeah.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. How did you stretch arms long enough to
I've got some super witchy powers that come out once in a while, so, yeah.
Kind of wiggle your nose.
Yeah, when no one's looking there, you know, get pretty sneaky. So.
I think you're such a cohesive unit. There must be some more creativity going on, yeah?
We took a little bit of time off in the winter from because it's, you know, kind of treacherous driving to, you know, drive around the Maritimes to gigs, and we were kind of, so we took some time, we wrote some songs, we got about five or six down, and I think we're going to take a little bit of time in May to try to work on some more, and, you know, it's just looking forward to a second record for sure.
Yeah. So you're ambitious, you had a full disc instead of going the EP route your first time out. Will there be more of that, do you think?
We're not really sure. We're kind of up in arms about how to release this next one. Personally, I'd like to go down just to, like, say, Joel Plaskett's place and do four songs and just even put them out on the net and then eventually throw them out on record when they start adding up. It's definitely a new time compared to what I'm used to doing.
Happy to report the most wicked thing about the witches here is the music. Everything else is fine. They're very normal. I don't see any broomsticks anywhere or anything like that. There is a little bit of a glow off of PJ's head. I've been calling you JP for some strange reason.
Known as that in Dieppe.
All right, two songs left. My favorites on the album, Hack the Bone and Get a Load of Me.
Get a Load of Me is a song from my old band. We kind of learned it. A lot of people liked it, so we thought we'd do it on this record because it was kind of the last song I wrote my old band, and that was like kind of the direction that this band took, so it just seemed to make sense. And Hack the Bone was a group effort, like most of the songs are.
All right, max it out. It's the only way to hear this track. Hack the Bone and Get a Load of Me now on Atlantic Access. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
And gals.
And warlocks. We'll be right back.
Which is Which with Phone Patrol on Atlantic Access Podcast, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, head to entertainmentplus.ca. The bonus track this week also features a hard rockin' outfit from Moncton. Not really known for that, though. Monogost is a duo made up of André Saunier, who's well known as a flamenco guitarist as well as a singer-songwriter. But when he teams up with Melanie Beaulieu, something very magical happens. They just released a brand new music video to this song. This is Monogost. Bloody Fields is on Atlantic Access.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.